Okay, it is sex and relationship therapy time, and a little ears warning with this one. But remember, you can catch our chat on our podcast after the show. Now, this week, we're having an important conversation. Stats actually show that 38% of 18 to 22-year-olds in the US have sent X-rated images of themselves. And despite all the scandals and all the leaks and all that kind of stuff, sex tapes are here to stay. So, what should we think about before pressing the record button? Well, I wouldn't know anything about that myself, but our sex and relationship expert, Rachel Cook, has all the answers. Hi, Rachel.
Hiya, Jen. How's it going?
Good. Really interesting stats, first of all. 18 to 20-year-olds, 38% of them are sending X-rated images. So, and it looks like these types of images and videos are here to stay. But do many people take videos of themselves having sex in Ireland and the UK? Are you aware of?
Yeah, I think loads of people do. And, you know, if for some people it's something that they've realised is kind of a kink for them or massive turn on, and they're really into doing it reasonably regularly with kind of casual partners or longer term partners. And for some people, it's more about something that, you know, they've been together a long time and it just feels like something to try that they might only do once or twice, but would like to try it out. So I'd say a lot of people, certainly over the course of their lives, will take some sort of sexy video.
Yeah, and with all the pitfalls and social media and sharing and iClouds and all of that, it's still happening. Do you see it happening more with the younger generation who would be more savvy with online use?
Yeah, so this is really mixed, I would say. There are more people doing it on one hand because there's, you know, sort of less shame around sex, there's less stigma.
Okay.
But also in some other ways, there's less people doing it, or they're doing it in a more protected way because the younger generations do have much more knowledge of how to, you know, how the technology works and how to protect themselves, keep themselves safe. So, you know, I would say probably overall, there's more people doing it, especially because of things like dating apps. You know, it's so common for people to have images of themselves and send nudes and that sort of thing. So I would say overall, it is becoming more common, but also the younger generations are better at protecting themselves.
Okay, well, that's good to know. But what should you be thinking about first when you're even considering making a film with your partner?
Yeah, so first things first, I would say don't rush into it. You know, have a conversation with your partner, whether that's someone you've been with for decades or it's someone who you've just met on a dating app or somewhere and you've decided that this is something that you'd like to do together. Have a conversation, probably a set of conversations, to make sure you're both equally interested in making this, that neither of you feels pressured to film. You know, it might be that there's more than two people involved, but you need to make sure that this is a mutual decision and lay out ground rules on things like what will happen to the tape or the pictures after they've been, you know, filmed or taken, how it will be viewed, if, when it will be deleted, and what should happen to the tape if, you know, let's say if you're together in a maybe longer term relationship, what do you want to do with that material if you were to break up? So you've got to be very, very clear about getting consent. This should go without saying, but just as a reminder, you can never, ever record someone in a sexual situation without their explicit permission. It doesn't matter if it's someone you filmed with before, doesn't matter if it's your wife of 1,000 years, doesn't matter if you know the person you're filming definitely won't mind and you want it to be a sexy surprise. You know, it is illegal, completely illegal, to film someone without their knowledge and consent. So that's the first thing I would say to be aware of, is the consent and not rushing into it, and just, you know, having a think about what it is that you want to do for that actual set of
the
pictures.
Choreography of it all, yeah. I would say is important. So what if your partner's really into it and you're happy to consent to it, but you feel a bit awkward?
Yeah, so it's very common that people will feel awkward, you know, even if you are the one who's maybe even more up for it. You know, be making kind of a sex film is pretty intense. It's perfectly normal to feel nervous, anxious or awkward. And, you know, if it feels like too big of a project to take on at once making, you know, a film, I would say try breaking it down into baby steps. You know, first, maybe take pictures of yourself in underwear or naked in a mirror. Try to get a sense of your favorite kind of body parts and the best angles for showing them off. Then maybe you could get your partner to take some kind of more explicit pictures of you and get their input. And from there, you can probably start doing simple kind of what we call point of view pictures, which is where you're taking it as if you're kind of looking down on your own body rather than taking it from, you know, an angle that's further away. And you might want to, you know, if you're doing it on your phone, you could pass your phone back and forth between you, see how creative you can get, and start with things probably that are quite tame, like just kissing or touching, if you feel nervous, and then give yourself time to progress to other things that might feel a bit more vulnerable. But, you know, don't bite off more than you can chew. Mm. You always have probably, you know, other chances to do this if you want. So you can kind of work your way up to short video clips, and yeah, something longer if you want to.
I think I'd just hire a producer to do all of that. That sounds like an awful lot of work for me. Ladies, are you up for producing that for me? No, they said no,
nah,
randomly.
Okay. Friends are for.
What about tips on how to make it just as fun as possible? Because, I mean, that if you're self-conscious, yeah, there's an element of a bit of work and you're a bit self-conscious, but how do you make it fun?
Yeah. Okay. So the different things, like, you know, probably do stuff like try some foreplay before the camera gets rolling, you know, get yourselves into it, you know, have a laugh about it, you know, talk to each other about the fact that you might feel awkward and excited. Also making it fun, you know, there's things around how to have a setup. Like, probably most people these days are still doing this kind of thing on their phone, certainly to begin with, but just having things like, okay, it might not sound particularly fun, but like having a tripod setup so that you can have your phone in a steady place so that it's not falling down where you have it kind of perched every time that, you know, there's a bit of kind of movement in the, you know, going on in the room. Don't be afraid to stick to what you know. You can do things that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Start off pretty simple. And then I think also to make it fun, you can either play with imagining that the camera's not there and just enjoying, you know, having a bit of sexy time between the two of you, or however many more of you there are, if there's more than two, or it might just be you on your own as well. That's another possibility, that, you know, just playing around and pretending the camera's not there and you're just doing your thing can be lovely. And then another approach is to very much play to the camera. And, you know, some people will much prefer one approach over the other, but it can be a bit of fun to play around with both, where you can be quite performative and theatrical and set it up in that way, and you might find that a bit easier. So there's some tips.
Okay. So once you've recorded, what are the best ways to protect yourself from that material going anywhere? Would you get a signed document? Would you wear a mask? Would you be in a venue that it's not recognizable, like a hotel? I'm just spitballing here. I haven't thought about it, but that would be my idea.
You're like a pro already, Jen. All of these things are possible and very good to chat about with your, you know, the people who are involved. You know, the last thing you want is for your video to end up online or for someone to come across it on your phone or computer by accident. So realistically, your most secure option is to agree to watch the tape together, to watch the recording together, and then immediately delete it. Now, lots of people don't want to do that because they'd like to be able to look at it later. They might want to kind of edit it, you know, because often there's kind of a bit of, you know, chances are your video is going to be a bit long and has some awkward moments in it that you'd like to cut out. So you might want to go through a bit of an editing process, and there's tons of options for that. But anyway, if you do decide to keep it, you're going to want to, you know, probably think about whether you want to completely keep your faces out of the film or wear some sort of mask. It could be an eye mask, it could be a, you know, COVID mask or whatever, mm-hmm. to partially obscure your face. Of course, this won't completely protect your privacy, especially if you have, you know, particular tattoos and things like that, or markings, piercings, birthmarks. It could be, you know, these sorts of things that might make you more recognizable, but could give you some level of plausible deniability. So if you do want to keep the footage, I would say probably, you know, don't upload the video to any cloud storage device. You know, so, you know, don't put it in something like iCloud or Dropbox. If you're recording it on your phone, be sure to turn off any automatic uploads you may have enabled in the cloud storage app of your choice, and probably get it off your phone and onto your computer as soon as possible. And then you're going to want to encrypt it and hide the video on your hard drive. So, you know, probably don't name it something like...
Exhausting. That sounds exhausting. It's a lot of work for a video, isn't it?
It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. Even just like deleting it securely, you know, often just kind of, it's not as simple as just pressing delete. You're probably going to want to look into the process of making sure that something is completely gone from your, you know, phone or computer or whatever it is. So there is a lot to consider, but it can be a very fun thing. And, you know, especially if you get your sort of lighting and angle sorted and the sound is another tip, Jen, because, you know, it's really good to have a soundtrack and probably not just coming out of your phone, which will probably sound very tinny, but you're probably going to want some sound or music in the background rather than just being able to hear the sound of your, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah. Yeah, that's not, yeah, not into that. But I like your advice on, you can start off slow and start with images and maybe kissing and see how you feel about that before you dive in, making a full porno with your fella or whatever.
Yeah. Even just starting with, you know, having some sex with a mirror and playing around with moving the mirror in the room can be very helpful because, you know, the camera itself can feel very impersonal because you're, unless you have a serious camera setup where you can see kind of a turned small screen while it's happening so that you're able to actually see what's being recorded. Other than that, you're almost certainly not going to be able to see what is being taken. And so, you know, it can be helpful to just kind of get an idea of that through using mirrors to begin with where it's not being recorded, just to get yourself feeling a bit more comfortable and be able to enjoy yourself as much as possible.
Okay. Thanks, Rachel. That was amazing and some great advice. Rachel Cook is a psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She is on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with the knee on the end. And if you have any topics you would like covered, I'd love to hear from you. Just email me, jen at rte.ie.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.